Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go.
What's happening? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
On the phone in Kentucky, this is Dawn, who has called us. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
Hi, Bobby. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Just wanted to tell you, Bobby, recently over the summer break is fostering to adopt a son. Eddie and Amy has helped me tremendously by learning a little bit from their situation, so I applaud you guys for that. But over the summer break, me, my husband, and foster son read the book Fail Until You Don't, and I just want to say it has inspired him tremendously. It has helped him overcome a lot of obstacles he has went through his life, and I just wanted to personally say thank you for being the greatest role model for him, because now he talks about you all the time.
Well, that is very nice of you to say. Yes, I wrote a book called Fail Until You Don't, and I'm going to be honest with you, I have like 100,000 copies at home that just sit there. I know you've read it, but how about I sign one and send it to him? That way he can have like his own version of it that I wrote him a little note in. How's that?
Love that.
Okay.
He would absolutely love it.
Well, good. If he likes it, good. Because you come to my house, there's one room in my house where you're like, why do you have so many books of your own? I don't know. I need to get rid of them. And I love that it really inspired him. So thank you for sharing that story. And hey, good luck on your journey. Don, that's great of you too. Like you and your husband, you got a long road ahead of you, but hopefully, one that pays just wonderful dividends.
Yes, and it has, and you guys are the greatest role models on him, because on his way to school, he listens to you guys every morning. So I just want to, again, say thank you so much for inspiring somebody like him to overachieve with all the stuff he has went through. So,
where do you live in Kentucky?
I live in Louisville.
Hey, we like it in Louisville.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, right before pandemic shut down, we were up in Louisville. We plan to come back very soon when the pandemic's over, whenever that will be. Whatever year that is. All right, hey, thank you for your call. Stay on the phone. I'm going to get your address, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome. It was a very nice call from Dawn. What's happening, guys? Thank you for waking up with us. It is now that time of the morning where we open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones, I am getting married September 18th, and I am drawing a blank on songs to put down for the DJ as far as requests for the reception. Our friends and family, they like a large group of music, all country, 80s rock, current pop. I was wondering if everyone could give me a song recommendation that gets people up and dancing at a wedding. My biggest fear is that the DJ will play and no one will get up to dance. Thank you. Signed, Bride-to-Be. I put together a top three list and we'll go around the room. At number three, this is an old school song from like the late 60s or 70s. And you would go, everybody ain't getting up to dance to an old song until they play She's a Brick. It's a fun one.
House.
Because you need something old for the older people to feel comfortable dancing to. They're not going to want to get up and dance to the Kid Laroi.
The grandparents.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So that's a Brick House by the Commodores at three. Not the sexiest pick because it's not new and cool, but it's lasted. At number two, Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
This is where they go hard.
Well, the best part about this song, too, is that people know the words. And even if they're not a big dancers, they can sing the words with their hands.
Yeah.
You know? Don't believe me, just watch.
Move their hands?
And that's part dancing. Like, if you get a song that everybody knows the words to and sings to, that allows people to stand up and relax because they can just stand there and sing. So that's number two. And my number one, because she did say if you know any country songs too, I put Brooks and Dunn, Boot Scootin' Boogie. Oh, don't see no. You don't even need to know the Boot Scootin' Boogie dance. I don't. I know how to do all the line dance, but we don't. You just grab your girl, grab your guy,
and boot
start
scoot.
You dancing. That's it. Those are the three I will put on my list. Amy?
I go Brown Eyed Girl. I feel like that's always a good one.
Solid.
And one that's comfortable for everyone of all ages.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard thing to do is to get Meemaw and Papaw and the 13-year-olds, you know?
And everyone sings.
Yeah, look, I got the idea from Mike's wedding. When this came on at Mike's wedding, and I hadn't heard this song in a long time, it was amazing. Everyone danced. They may not know it, but it's Beady Beady Bum Bum by Selena. Come on. Hey, you feel that?
I didn't feel it.
No?
I'm not feeling it.
Oh, really?
That's probably just a regional thing for you guys.
Okay, all right. Well, that's my recommendation. I'm picturing a
this
train.
Was bathroom break.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anybody need a drink?
Yeah, everybody, let's head to the bar.
Hey, maybe they try 5 seconds of it, see how it goes.
And you think that everybody got up specific? I think we were already up.
Oh, no. Everyone got up. Then there was a train, and everyone just started going down. Like one of those big snakes. It was epic.
I don't think I've ever heard that song in my life.
It's epic.
What?
You heard it at Mike D's wedding. It's just when
Bones, I think you were dancing to it. You may
probably
not have noticed it.
Probably because I was already up and dancing.
Okay.
I don't think that song gets me out of my seat.
Okay.
If I'm just sitting there like, all right, let's start the party, and then this hits right here.
Well, look.
I don't know that that's, yeah, like universally loved is like.
Okay. Mike's feeling attacked right now. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy, guys. If you want to get everybody on the dance floor and just dancing and jumping around and celebrating, Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup.
Woo! Kind of a sing-song
dance.
Yeah,
everybody swinging back and forth and cheers in.
Woo! I don't know that I get it, but then I don't know that I want to hear the whole thing. I love you, Red Solo. Maybe it fades
seconds?
Into like.
That's why you have a
bum
DJ
bum.
Mix it up.
Yeah. Oh, mix Beady Beady Bum Bum in this?
Hey, Ray, play them together. See if you can mix them up. Here we go. Ray, do you have one that you want to add to this?
I went with a newer one. If you're going to try and get the millennials and people that actually like some of the music, you got to go with some Doja Cat.
What?
Too new.
This is a club?
Yeah.
It's a wedding, dude.
I'm not. No, I don't.
Yeah, too new.
But everything can't be old. You got
a
show.
A wedding is for mass pop.
Yeah, like the most a good current one would be Levitating. Like,
oh,
right,
that's
foot,
a jam.
Left foot.
Levitating, no. But it's got the baby on it. Let's not do that one.
That's such a shame.
But the baby's back.
Oh, is he?
He just did a big show and apologized.
Well, then let's do Levitating.
Yeah. Here we go. Woo!
All night, sunlight. I need you. All night, come on, dance with me.
I'm levitating.
Yeah.
And then, everyone listens and does the little moves. Right foot, left foot.
Well, there you go. There's a list for you. We'll put them up on our Facebook page.
Good luck.
From us, here's just a few. I'm sure the DJ has ideas, but Kaylin had some songs she did not want played. Like? She didn't play, I put my hands up in the air tonight.
Dynamite?
Yeah. She's like, I don't want that one.
Oh, and that was your call?
It was her call.
Oh, no, but you wanted it and she didn't.
No, maybe she said, don't
we had,
do this.
We had X songs. Like, we just don't want them played.
Dang.
And I picked none and she picked that one. maybe a couple other ones. I don't know.
I like Dynamite.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate it. Sing it, Ayo, Galileo. Ooh. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
There it is, my friends. On the phone is Valerie in Massachusetts. Valerie, thank you for calling and holding. What's going on with you?
So, I was calling because I need some advice from Eddie.
All right.
So I just took in two foster care children, age 1 and 2. I do have children, but they're 16 and 23. So this is a new adventure for me. And I really am just exhausted. And I just wanted to see what he could give me for advice.
When you took in your two foster kids and you had two younger kids at the same time.
Yes.
Is that common? You're just so exhausted?
Yeah, because, I mean, with us, we already had two kids, two boys living there of our own, living at the house. So add two more. Yes, we were exhausted.
What advice do you give her?
Whew. I think what gives us strength is to step away for a second and realize what we're doing and realize that it's a great thing that we're doing and it's a greater picture. And then you start, like, it kind of fuels you up where you're like, all right, okay, I'm doing this for a reason. This is important work. It's for them, not for me. And then you get energized. And then at the end of the day, you're exhausted again. But it's okay. Keep reminding yourself this is important.
Are you as exhausted now after having your two foster kids? How long have you had them now?
Over 2 years.
Have you figured it out, though, a little bit?
No, it's just, you know, when you're at work and then the workload gets bigger, you just kind of get used to it. And then when it slows down, you're like, ooh, I'm kind of bored again. It's almost like that. You're at battle, and after a while, you're just kind of used to it. It's just your normal life.
You just acclimate to it.
Yes, but I don't think you ever not get tired. You just kind of get used to it.
Valerie, you're doing, as they say, the Lord's work there. Nice job. Are you, you know, keeping these kids for a while? Is your goal to adopt them? You know, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, we're really not sure. It's kinship foster, meaning it's relatives.
Yeah.
So we're not really sure how long it's going to be. It's only been a week. So it's been fun. We're just not sure how long it's going to last. But we love the children, and they're wonderful kids. But
well, good
it
for
has
you.
Been a challenge.
I think Eddie's advice is just know that you're doing greater good. As tired as you get, you're doing better than you are being tired.
That's right.
Yeah, and they are so lucky to have y'all as family members, like within the family, that are able to even do that. So that's huge.
Well, thank you so much, Amy.
All right, Valerie, keep up the good work. Good luck.
All right, thanks. We'll see you in New Brunsfield.
You got it.
New Braunfels,
New Braunfels.
Maybe?
All right.
New Braunfels.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I thought she knows. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going.
You're like, where am I going to be?
And I was like, I guess I'll be in New Brunsfield at some point.
Whitewater.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. In Texas, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 4th, Bobby Fest. That's right, the Raging Idiots in New Braunfels.
Yes, New Braunfels.
All right, thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this guy, Alex Chaud, out of nowhere, had a seizure. He was taken to the hospital. Turns out he had a brain tumor. Doctors wanted to remove it, but they performed an awake craniotomy.
Mm. That awake stuff always, even when you said you got the old camera.
Colonoscopy. I mean, I was knocked out.
You woke up in that.
I mean, I opened my eyes and I saw my insides on the screen.
Oof. And that's nothing compared to doing an awake braniotomy. Is that what they call it, a braniotomy?
Yeah, craniotomy.
Okay.
So anyway, get this. Alex plays the piano, and he played piano during the brain surgery. What?
To check and see if they were doing the right thing?
Whoa. Yeah, and everything after 7 hours went fine.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah, I know. So wild. Can you imagine? I can't.
Just waking up, looking at my guts freaks me out, much less the brain stuff.
You should try it.
I've seen people, too, like do violin, piano, stuff like that, just to see if the surgery still... I didn't see it with my own eyes. Mostly everything I see now is on TikTok. Okay. That's pretty much everything I see. Mm-hmm. But I've seen them do that as well, like to make sure. But my favorite stories are the ones where they wake up and they have a different accent.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Or they master a new instrument they've never played before. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That we love that.
Oh, you know, they can like paint like Picasso.
Yeah, we love all that. All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Amy versus Lunchbox. We give Amy questions Lunchbox probably know the answer to, and Lunchbox questions Amy would probably know the answer to. Let's go. Amy, you got three questions. Here we go. Number one, belt, sheet, and orbital are common types of what power tool? Belt, sheet, and orbital are common types of what power tool?
A sander.
Correct.
Wow.
What? Which one of those? Because orbital, I had no clue.
Me either. Sheet and the belt.
Maybe belt sander was the only one that put me there.
That sheet. Sounds right.
A sheet sander?
I don't feel know like I one. Can picture the. Well, I don't know.
Liberty City, Vice City, and San Andreas are all cities portrayed in what popular video game? Liberty City, Vice City, and San Andreas are all cities portrayed in what popular video game?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, what's that game? What is that game? Which one is it?
One last time. Liberty City, Vice City, and San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Are all cities popularized in what game? The portrayed, popularized.
What's the name of that game where it's really bad? Backstreet. Grand Theft Auto.
Correct.
Oh, golly, why does my brain take so long sometimes?
And what people can't see if they're driving in the car is I hold my hand up and show her 5 seconds.
Yes.
So it counts down. And at about two, she screamed out Grand Theft Auto out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, sometimes I know it's in there and I just got to dig.
Don King turned 90 last week.
Oh.
He was an infamous promoter in what sport? Don King.
Sounds like I'm debating like boxing or wrestling. Because like, why else would you need a promoter? Did people promote baseball? Don King. Wrestling.
Incorrect.
What is it?
Boxing.
Dang I was Amy. Close. 50-50.
All right, 2-1. Lunchbox over to you.
Yeah.
Chad Michael Murray turned 40 years old this week. What TV drama did he star in?
One Tree Hill.
Correct.
What?
Take that.
Okay.
CW.
How did you know that?
I think he married that chick, Sophia Bush.
He did.
How do you know her?
How do you know that?
What?
Because they met on that show.
But
I read the tabloids.
I mean, I don't know where he is now. I don't know why. That'd be a good one. Like, what's he doing now?
Lifetime original movies.
What actress plays Sandy in the movie Grease?
Oh, I've seen her before. I never seen the movie, though. I know it. It just popped in my head. Olivia Newton-John.
Dang
correct.
It.
She has like blonde hair or something.
Yes.
That's all I know. Yeah.
For the win.
Wow.
For the win.
That felt good.
You guys are reaching in deep into your butt and just pulling them out. Like, you're like, both of you. Like, are your arms feeling pretty loose,
yeah.
pretty limber? Reaching all the way up to your butt, pulling them out.
Got gloves on.
This is the makeup technique that uses cosmetics to define, enhance, and sculpt the structure of the face. What's the name of this technique?
What?
Glad you asked. I'll read it again.
Yeah, say it in English, though.
This is a makeup technique that uses cosmetics to define, enhance, and sculpt the structure of the face. What's the name of this technique?
I mean, come on, dude. You know that. It's blending.
Not a bad answer.
I don't even know what that means. That's the only word I could think of.
Oh, that's contouring?
That's contouring. Oh. That's correct. You each get 3 sudden death questions. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Joe Rogan is a comedian, podcaster, and also regular commentator for what sport? Joe Rogan.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Football.
Incorrect. UFC.
Stupid.
Jonah Hill once portrayed an investment broker in what movie?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Correct. What's the name of the object used by law enforcement to deflate tires in a vehicular pursuit with a suspect?
Spike.
Correct.
Woo!
You got 2. Lunchbox, you need 3 to win. Question number 1. Monster in Law, Made in Manhattan were both movies with what actress?
Jennifer Lopez, Ginny from the Block. She's a hottie.
Correct. Blake Lively was the star of what CW show?
Oh, another hottie.
Is there two CW shows?
Oh, Blake Lively.
He did get two CW.
Yeah, he did.
She was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Incorrect. Gossip Girl.
Never saw that one.
You need this for the tie.
But you saw Buffy?
Chad Michael Murray. What singer was recently named a billionaire by Forbes in a big part due to her Fenty Beauty lines beauty line?
Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Rihanna.
Correct. We have a tie.
Wow.
Now, the question is, do you want to flip a coin for the win?
Ooh.
The coin's always good. We should utilize the coin more and not have ties.
I love Rihanna.
Okay, we're going to do best 2 out of 3 coin flips.
You guys gave me 3 good questions.
Who's calling them?
We'll let Lunchbox call, then Amy call, and then I'll call the final one.
Got it.
Okay. Here we go. Lunchbox, call in the air.
Yeah. Tails.
Heads.
Woo!
That's one down.
Oh, man.
Amy, call it in the air.
Tails.
Tails.
Woo!
Oh, good, Amy.
I didn't even want the coin toss.
We're going to sell a lot more crap by this coin.
Yeah, for sure.
We can't. Our show can't be soccer. It just can't. We just don't end in a tie. It can't be soccer.
I feel like that's something a lot of people could adopt in life is the coin toss.
Yes.
Like, if you can't figure out what to eat for dinner, toss the coin.
We made up tossing the coin.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally
from the beginning.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah, yeah. How much coffee do you have to drink to physically improve your attitude?
Maybe.
You specifically.
I just need a cup. I do like one latte, and that's a shot of espresso, so I feel like it's strong, and it gets me there, so one.
They say about 27 ounces or more.
Oh, my.
Which is about 3 cups.
Oh, I don't know that.
Experts found that magical number eliminated depression greatly.
Hmm. Well, maybe I should try that.
3 cups of coffee. Somebody drinks black coffee.
Mike D.
Mike D.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't like, I need coffee. No. I like to have my sugar with coffee. That's how much I hate coffee. But Mike D will drink it black. Did you like it black from the beginning, Mike? Or was that just something that it was the only option?
No, I liked it black from the beginning. Oof. Always drink it like that.
That's psycho killer stuff. Never trust anyone That's who gross. Drinks coffee black unless they're a cowboy.
Oh.
Then trust them all the way.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. On yesterday's show, we played a clip of The Rock, and he pulled up beside one of these buses that drive through celebrity neighborhoods full of tourists, and they all freaked out because it was The Rock.
This is kind of funny. There's a tour bus here that always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock?
That first lady went hard.
Yeah, she did.
It's like she won the lottery.
She went straight for her phone, too.
I don't think I've ever reacted like that to anything in my whole life. That's awesome. And so he drives off. He lets them all get pictures of him in the car. And Lunchbox yesterday said he's one of the top 25 most famous people in Nashville.
Correct.
In all of country music.
All country music.
And so he kind of devised this bit, which we haven't done yet, where Lunchbox stands on the corner. One of these bus full of tourists drives up. And Lunchbox goes,
do you know where I can find Lunchbox?
And then you expect them to...
Ah!
After going home last night and looking at the list of country music stars, do you still feel like you're top 25?
Absolutely. 100%. Like, I looked at it and I was like, man, we could probably mark some off.
Oh, you think you're...
Wow.
I mean, just like the ones we were naming, I was like, I don't know if anybody really cares about that those people anymore. I'm new blood.
Do you want to mention...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, mention
Do you want to mention just one that you think you're more famous than that you didn't yesterday?
No, I don't. I don't want to. I mean, Jake Owen. We tried to put him on my level, and I think he's lost.
Jake
his
is so much more famous than you.
I think he's lost his luster a little bit.
Okay. Here is Hope. Hope, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. You're in North Carolina. Hi, Hope.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good. You hear Lunchbox talking this mess. What do you want to say?
Well, Lunchbox, I love you, but if you pulled up beside me right now, I wouldn't know you from Adam.
Ooh. Well, I'm sorry that you're not in tune with who's famous and who's not. Like, would you know who Jake Owen is if he pulled up next to you?
I would.
Jake has literal, like, double-digit number one songs. Sells out amphitheaters.
Yeah, like, if you were to sell a ticket for something, wouldn't sell it out.
If you said, putting up tickets.
Well, I don't sing, guys. So, yes, he has a different talent, but that doesn't make
But people come for all kinds of talents. Comedians have talents.
I understand that.
Ventriloquists have talents.
Yeah, well, magicians.
But if I was just doing a radio show, I'd sell out.
Then why not do it?
I mean, it takes planning. I got a lot of things going on right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, Hope, in North Carolina.
Wait, can I ask Hope something?
If she hasn't hung up.
Hope, are you there?
Yes.
Are you blind?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so.
What'd she say?
I can see and hear well.
She said no.
Okay, I was saying if she was blind, maybe she would. That's why she doesn't see who
no,
I am.
No, because she said she would recognize Jake Owen.
Oh, boy. All right, Hope, thank you.
Nice try.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you're welcome. How about we go over and hear from Tyler in Wisconsin, who's on the phone. Hey, Tyler, what's happening, buddy?
So I was calling about yesterday's show, about Lunchbox and how famous he is.
Yeah.
I agree with him. I'm on his side. I think he is more recognizable than, say, like Dan and Shay, like he was mentioning.
Thank you. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, Dan and Shay are big, but they're not recognizable. They're not memorable.
And you
are so memorable.
You're so generic.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
We all are.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm not is because my glasses. It ain't nothing about me. I just wear big, dopey glasses.
I'm just telling you. I mean, this guy's on to it. He's right. Dan and Shay, good music, not recognizable.
All right, Tyler. Do you think Lunchbox is one of the top 25 most famous people in country music?
I'd put him right at that 25, 30 mark, somewhere in there.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Tyler.
Smart dude.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, one more. Liberty in Arkansas is on the phone. Hi, Liberty. Thank you for calling the show. What do you want to say?
I just want to know, is he serious? Like, does he really think he's that famous and more famous than you?
Than me. Are you?
Yes.
Okay, there you have it. You heard it.
Okay. I don't understand what would be funny about that. Why you laughed at the end. She went, like it was a joke. Like, we're not here to do comedy.
We kind of are. That's kind of what we do. We do funny
stuff. We make people laugh and stuff.
Oh.
For you to... like to say this because it's just I really would like them y'all to do the bit where Lunchbox pulls up and you know like The Rock did
yeah.
So he can have a little bit of humble pie.
we're working on that. Scuba Steve's in contact with some of these buses here in town. that take tourists around.
So what's it going to take for you guys? If people scream, are you going to be like, you know what? You're right, Lunchbox.
Then we'll be like, okay, wow, they must be hardcore.
No.
I will give you the benefit of the doubt. If they freak out and start pulling out their phones,
you'll start calling me Top 25.
I call you Top 25.
That's gonna be your new name.
New name, Top 25.
I'll give you a week, and that's the only thing I call you is Top 25.
I like that.
That's you won't even be Lunchbox for a week.
Oh yeah.
But you need the whole bus to yell, right? Not one.
I need that react. I need it to mimic that of The Rock.
Got it.
Okay.
And don't tell him to do that.
Eddie, how would I tell them?
By you, because you record stuff.
How I get normal every day.
He mixes his wife in. He's got a bunch of people standing behind him that we don't see. Go ahead.
I get normal everyday people. He's trying to think that would recognize him. But what about all these people he claims to be more famous than? Like, do they even know who he is?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like, how many of those top 25 famous people that he thinks he's more famous than would be like,
you.
That's Lunchbox.
Like Kix Brooks.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
From Brooks and Dunn.
Stop it.
To be honest with you, I don't know which one he is.
Okay.
He is the one with the mustache and the hat.
Jason Aldean.
Aldean would know who I am.
If you just showed a picture of
him. Yeah, absolutely.
He would be like, what up, Lunch? I believe that.
Okay. Yes.
He would know. But I mean, I just.
Who else?
Chris Stapleton. If I just saw Chris.
Out of context.
If I just saw Chris somewhere, I was like, hey, Chris, do you know who this guy is in this picture?
Ooh, that'd be a tough one. I've only had a couple interactions with Chris Stapleton, so I don't know.
Dolly would for sure say, I don't know who that is.
It's a fun experiment, though. We're on it. Yeah. Okay?
Oh, that's interesting, but a lot of them would know who I am.
We're on it.
Top 25 over here.
On the phone right now is Kim, who lives in New York. Kim, how are you? Thank you for calling.
I'm good. How are you, Bobby?
Doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to say morning, studio.
Morning.
And let you know that the best mental health day that I've ever taken is last Friday. My husband and I took the day off and came to the Raging Idiots concert in Syracuse, New York.
Oh, you had fun.
It was so much fun. It was so hot, but it was so much fun. And all of your songs were hilarious. And you put us in a great mood that's lasted even into this week. And I'm an educator, and I loved what you did for the little girl on stage. And thank you for touching people's lives.
Oh, that's very nice of you. We have, Eddie and I have two shows coming up, September 4th and 5th, so Labor Day weekend. So not this weekend, but next?
Yes.
Wow.
Coming up.
That's Saturday and Sunday. One in Texas, in New Braunfels, Texas, San Antonio, Austin in between, and one in Wichita, Kansas. And it's a festival with so many acts. Would you recommend people come out to this festival if they can?
Absolutely. Everybody needs to go.
You heard her.
There you go.
I'm starting to understand this mental health day now. She did. She had to work, but she took it off for this, and she ended up having a great day.
That's true.
Nice.
RagingIdiots.com. If you guys want to make the drive.
Yeah.
Make the 3, 4, 8, 15-hour drive. It's outside. We're not going to do any shows inside.
Nah.
We're going to do shows outside where you can have your space. RagingIdiots.com. You guys come on out. Russell Dickerson's playing. Maddie and Tay is going to be a great, great one-day festival. All day long, too. Bring the kids. The
Bobby Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So imagine you have a bunch of land and you get a call saying that a VIP needed to land their helicopter on your land.
I want to know who the VIP is and what they'll autograph if I like them.
Yeah. I don't know if they were told, but these people said yes. And it was Tom Cruise.
Oh. He was thank you. Take the helicopter back up. Go away.
Okay. We're completely full.
Yeah,
no. So the airport he was supposed to land at was closed and they needed a place to land and he was running late for a meeting. So they just straight up contacted whoever owned this field. The kids got to run out. He like elbow bumped them, said what up, said they could ride up in the helicopter if they wanted to while he was at his meeting and got in a car, drove off and he was on
ride up in it. Does his pilot stay? Yeah.
His pilot stays.
I'm sure if we had a bunch of land, we would let him. Right.
Yes.
But
how cool is that?
But it's funny to go no because he is kind of a loser. Yeah. All right. What else?
So, Bobby, when you take your IBS pill, do you take it with water specifically, or just any drink that's around?
Water, and I have to take it before I eat, so it has to be the first thing that I do in the morning, or all heck breaks loose all day long, and sometimes that happens.
Okay. Well, a study found that you should take pills with water. So, good job, you're doing that, but not coffee, juice, or soda. I'm totally guilty. I'm just, if whatever I've got, I throw my pill back. Well, it says that maybe not milk either, because anything other than water, the different makeup of whatever you're drinking can affect how the pill breaks down in your stomach. And if it happens too fast, your body doesn't have enough time to absorb the medication. So unless your doctor says otherwise, you got to stick with the water.
I'm not too good to do the other ones.
Yeah, me neither. I do it.
I just always keep water on my bedside table because I wake up just so thirsty in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Every night. And so, but that I'm going next Friday, not this Friday. I think next Friday for my exam pre-camera up the buttocks.
Mm. Colonoscopy.
That's, or that name.
Yes. Right.
Yes. And so I'm not getting it next Friday, but they have to do some sort of exam and check. But my IBS is so bad. I mean, my stomach hurts. It hurts so bad for 4 hours a day now. It used to hurt really bad for 20 hours a day. Now I just hurt so bad for 4 hours a day with the pill. But I would rather hurt for 4 hours than 20.
Yeah.
Net gain of 16 hours.
Sure, yes. Improvement.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Okay, and Justin Moore was talking about how he feels a lot of parent guilt if he goes to do something for himself.
If I were to go play golf all day, I feel guilty, but really neither of us care and we would understand, but I think we both kind of feel a little guilty by taking time to ourselves. You know, as a parent, your brain is trained to be completely opposite. You think of everyone but yourself first.
Okay, well, I would just like to say all the parents out there, is totally fine to take time for yourself, and you actually need it, so do it, and don't feel guilty about it.
I think when it becomes too much time for yourself, for example, I knew someone, my biological father, who took like 30 years for himself.
Oh, that was a lot of time.
Okay, how did I know?
Maybe
that's
like
where that
35 years for himself. I feel like that was too much. Mm. Like, it's right on the border.
A little excessive.
I know.
That might have been your best dad joke ever. That was a home run. Like, I was like, oh, where's he going? Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of just meant like a round of golf or maybe a walk with girlfriends.
Not a lifetime?
No, I didn't. But yeah, right. I think that's what we call more than a break.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
911, what's your emergency? We're in the 7-Eleven parking lot, and my wife is in labor, and we're not going to make it to the hospital. That's the 911 call they got. So deputies arrive. Jordan Ream shows up. He's like, yep, you're not going to make it to the hospital. Let me get down there. Oh, I see the head. Push. You can do it. You can do it. Officer Ream delivers the baby right there in the parking lot. Mm.
Do you ever get sweaty after those performances?
No.
Because I mean, I appreciate the effort you put. He doesn't stop to breathe. He's doing sound effects. Yeah. He's like,
He's in the moment.
He is. You look at him. He's not looking at us.
When there's a baby coming out, there is no time. There is no time to breathe. There's no time to take a break.
I'm talking about you.
I know, but I am trying to make you feel like you are there and in the moment of Officer Ream.
You did a good job.
Okay, like he had no chance to breathe, no chance to take a time out.
Well, he was definitely sweating.
He's breathing though. Yeah.
I mean, he was yelling, "You can do it."
His name is what?
Jordan Ream.
From?
Hillsboro County Sheriff.
Like, that's not important, Bones.
No, I like that. I like all that.
I don't know where Hillsboro County Sheriff is, but, I mean, Jordan Ream's a great deputy.
Lunchbox once helped deliver a baby in a post office.
See, this, you took it right out of my mouth. This takes me back to that moment that I was in the post office, and the lady went into labor, and I had to hold her hand while she delivered a baby right there.
But did you see the baby come out?
Yeah.
Did you take a lie detector test, and the lie detector test said you lied?
Well, I didn't see. I wasn't down there.
No.
I was holding the hand, but yes, I was there when the baby came out.
Lunchbox, Bobby here from the Gazette.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember that time you took a lie detector test and the lie detector said you lied about that story?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
Are you lying about that?
No.
All right. That's what it's all about right there. Good story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail we got late last night.
Hey, studio, longtime listener, and I just wanted to call and applaud Bobby for talking about the colonoscopy that he's preparing for. I'm a physician assistant and I work in GI, and you're not that young relative to what they are now recommending as the initial screening age, which is now 45, not 50 like it used to be. So thanks for bringing attention to the matter. Colon cancer can oftentimes be prevented, so keep up the good work.
I don't think I'm like the Justin Bieber of colonoscopy.
Yeah, you are.
I just said I'm younger than what they recommend for it.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to do it because I have so many issues in my stomach right
now. You might be the face now, Bones.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Whatever helps, folks. I'll go through the process. We'll see what's up. Over to Amy now. Let's do something we call the investigative morning corny.
The morning corny.
What car does a Jedi drive?
What car does a Jedi drive? Star Wars jokes. I have no idea.
A Jedi. Jedi.
Okay.
Jedi's well, that's a Yeti. Never mind. I was thinking that was a Yeti's an ice chest, huh?
Jedi. Yeah, but it has to be the
Jedi?
Jedi. But I don't know what I don't know any Star Wars references.
A Volkswagen Jedi?
A bug. What car does a Jedi drive?
So let me give you Jedis, they have lightsabers.
Return of the Jedi. What are cars that sound... I don't know anything about Star Wars. Maybe he gives a joke only Eddie
knows.
Give
me the cars, I'll try to help you with the Jedi reference.
Mitsubishi.
No.
Toyota.
No. Yoda. Yoda is
Toyota.
A...
Toyota. A Toyota.
There we go. Because Yoda is a Jedi.
It's a Toyota. Or
a Toyota.
Yes, Yoda. Yes, Eddie.
Okay, there you go.
A Toyota.
What was the question?
What kind of car does a Jedi drive?
I drive a Toyota.
Yoda toy.
Because he says it backwards.
Is that how he talks?
Oh, yes.
Yoda drive.
Yes.
Toyota, I drive.
Okay, how long do we have on the timer? Okay, we each have 5 seconds to promote something.
Oh.
Come to Raging Idiots.
Oh, man, that's what I was going to do.
Bobby Fest, New Braunfels, Texas, Wichita, Kansas, all-day festivals. Not this weekend, but next Saturday and Sunday. Tickets at RagingIdiots.com. Lunchbox?
Listen, when you're done listening to the Bobby Bones Show, check out the Sore Losers. Eddie, Ray, and myself, we do a little podcast, and it kind of sucks, but it's fun.
Okay. Eddie.
Hey, when you're done with all that, go to my Instagram, Producer Eddie.
All right, there
it
is.
Got a lot of good stuff.
And that's time.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of car does a Jedi drive?
What kind of car does a Jedi drive?
A Toyota.
Nice job,
yeah.
Nice job,
yeah. All right, here we go, boys.
Go ahead.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
The question is, do women actually care if a guy is funny?
I mean, I think that women want the guy to for sure have some sort of sense of humor. So, yeah.
You don't say that like, yeah.
Well, because I don't think everyone wants like a comedian or has to be with someone super funny, but some
like your
levity.
Husband, not funny.
Not funny.
Has a lot of other great qualities. Like has qualities that I don't have at all.
Right. But what he's not very talkative publicly in that way, but like he does have a very dry sense of humor that you, it
but
is
But I would
funny
say you wouldn't list that as his top 5 character traits.
No, probably not. Not like comedian, but over time, his sense of humor, as you get to know it, you're like, oh, okay, that was actually kind of funny. And
but
I
would list
to admit it.
Traits like Great American Hero.
Yes.
Total BA.
Very strong.
Strong. Like he has qualities that I couldn't even touch. Yeah. So I don't mean that, but I would say he's not someone you would think of as like, oh, that guy's hilarious.
Right.
Do women care about men being funny? Lunchbox.
No, they care about money. And if they,
but there are a lot of funny guys that don't make money.
Well, they care about money. If they can get someone that's rich, that's what they want, and they don't care if they're funny. So if they settle for a guy that's funny, that just means they got stuck with him.
Eddie?
Yeah, no, they love funny. That's why Lunchbox found a wife. He has no money, and he's funny. Like that's exactly why you're married right now. So yes.
Aww. Lunchbox.
Isn't that true though, Amy?
I'm wondering how funny he is at home though.
He's pretty funny.
At home?
Yeah, she's always giggling. Oh, always.
Okay.
And that was funny what you said.
Thank you.
He's pretty nice and funny, but you're also successful. Good job.
I mean, whatever.
You work hard.
Yeah.
Does he?
I just feel like he needed some encouragement.
Okay,
does he though? He just said he was talking to anybody about the most famous person.
Yeah,
I'm
not really worried about it. That's really how I got a wife.
What?
Looks and fame.
Oh, there we looks, go. So looks.
Yeah.
Looks
and
see, that's
fame.
Funny.
Fame. You gotta watch. So yay, your wife is with you because you're famous. That's gotta feel good.
Study.
Yeah. I mean, do you see all these other famous people that have hot, you know, spouses because they're famous?
I would like to just say, as a woman, though, I don't like his statement that women just want to marry for money because.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Yes, lots.
Yeah, and let me tell you, you see all these old dudes with these smoking hot 25-year-olds.
But I think that's a small section.
Right.
You can't lay that over the top of all women, all men.
There are
people who want that. There are also young women who want 70-year-olds just because they have daddy issues.
And there's men who want hot women because they've got...
Well, there's men who want women with awesome feet. Yeah. Everybody has a thing, but that doesn't mean that thing is for everybody.
Hey, money is for all women.
Studies show that women truly care about a man's humor.
Yes.
They consider it an extremely attractive quality. On the flip side of that, it is my favorite thing about Caitlin, is that she is the funniest person I know. And she's also very smart. like humor to me is just another element of being smart. When she got her master's, she was first in her class. You guys know that?
No. Did not know that.
Yeah. She was the valedictorian.
Well, in college, yeah, I don't know if they have that in her master's program. Yeah. But yeah, she was number one in her class.
Dang, she could have given the speech.
She may have, but COVID shut it down.
It was virtual,
right? Oh, man.
No, it wasn't virtual. I had a graduation ceremony in my house for her during COVID. That's what I bought robes and set it all
there. Bobby made a virtual ceremony.
And then she did a speech.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's why humor, to me, somebody who's funny is also somebody who's smart. You can't really be funny unless you're falling down all the time. You know, doing banana peel humor.
Like Three Stooges.
What are you going to say?
Guys, if a guy pulls up in a Lamborghini.
There are some women who like that, but there are also some men who would like that too.
And a guy pulls up on a bicycle. They ain't going to look at who's funny. They're going to look at the Lamborghini and get in.
Depends if they both tell jokes.
No, if the guy in the Lamborghini pulls up.
Okay, don't compare the two, Eddie. Eddie, okay, does.
And Chris Rock pulls up on a bicycle. Guess who they're getting in with? The Lamborghini.
That's not true, because they probably know Chris Rock's funny and he's on his, like, fun bike. Okay. This has gone down a road that I did not expect.
What was the original thing? Oh, yeah, women like
women,
funny.
How important it is for women to like. Thank God women like funny. Yes. Or I would be up S Creek without a paddle.
I think we all would. Let's be real.
Everybody on the show, I hate to say it. We're all turning 40, or we're already there for the most part. I'm 41, Amy's 40, Lunchbox is 40, Eddie's 90.
42. No, stop it.
It is funny how you became the oldest, even though you're just a year older.
1 year older than
but
you.
But you look like, oh my God. I mean, easily 15 years older than all of
really?
Us.
Really?
So here's the game.
Dang it.
I give you a celebrity.
Oh boy.
You tell me over or under, okay? You just put your thumb up or thumb down. Thumb up means over, thumb down means under.
Over 40? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the game, yes.
I was just making sure.
Amy, I was with you because I didn't know what age you were
under,
going
over 40 years old. Here we go. Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin. Eddie's thumbs down. Lunchbox's thumbs down. Amy's thumbs up. The person right is Macaulay Culkin at 41.
Oh, what? My goodness.
Home Alone Kid is 41.
We are getting old.
Hey.
Me.
Okay. Thumbs up or thumbs down on Lindsay Lohan. Over, under 40. Three unders, 35 years old. Nice job.
Everybody, how she's doing?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement. JTT.
This is tough.
The middle-aged one of the three kids. JTT, over, under 40. Eddie goes thumbs up. You say over. Lunchbox goes thumbs down.
Yeah, I always thought he was younger than me.
And Amy goes thumbs up. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 39.
Oh, no.
Lunchbox is the only one that's right. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Over under 40. All three of you go thumbs up.
I think she's my age.
She's 42.
There you go.
And I think she's pregnant again, huh?
Is she really?
Yeah.
She's still acting, too. She's in that 911 show. I may be completely wrong about that, but I think so.
I don't know what show that is.
911 on Fox.
Was Connie Britton in that?
Yeah, she was.
You know what show came out yesterday? Another episode of Nine Complete Strangers.
Nine Complete Strangers?
I don't know, whatever it's called.
Nine Perfect Strangers?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect Strangers.
That's what it's called?
I think
yes,
so, yeah.
Perfect.
On Hulu?
Yeah.
And Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
Well, Perfect Strangers is always a show with Balky Bar talking to us.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what is that the name of it? Oh, yay, okay.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Over, ooh, under 40. Everybody goes thumbs down. Under, they are 35 years old.
Yes.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher.
Ooh.
Yes, up.
Oh, we got Amy struggling. Everybody's thumbs up. You all think he's older than 40. Ashton Kutcher is over. He's 43.
Yes. Wow, he's older than me.
Britney Spears.
Yum.
What? Over or under? Lunchbox.
Over, under.
Not yum or yuck. Over or under.
That's a different game.
She's the same age as me.
And how old are you?
I'm 40.
Lunchbox is thumbs up. Eddie and Amy are thumbs down.
You can't do a 40, though.
Britney Spears is 39.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, she must be later this year.
Dang.
What's score, Mike? Is everybody tied? Yeah, Amy took the lead.
Ooh, hello.
All right, this one's worth 10 points.
Ah. Yes!
Okay, fun game.
I know, right?
I have a chance to win, and it's like, well, okay.
This one's worth 10 points. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek. Lunchbox goes thumbs down. He's the only one thumbs down. James Vanderbeek is...
Come on.
I see it. Say it.
You saw his tongue?
Yeah, do it. Yeah, you had the 30 on the thing. Yeah, say it.
He's messing with you.
James Vanderbeek is 34 plus 10, 44. Yeah! Amy wins. Mm-hmm. Amy wins. Eddie finishes second. Lunchbox right. Third. Nice job, everybody. There you go. And that's over under 40. That's how we play that dumb game.
We play yum or yuck next. Right?
What?
You'd love that game, huh?
What is that?
Let's see.
Well, I said Brittany goes yum. So we play yum or yuck.
Ew.
Ready, Lunchbox, Walker Hayes.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yum. You got to pick one.
Yeah, pick one. Yum or yuck?
I don't know.
We did.
Then just say yuck.
We did hear from Walker Hayes. Walker Hayes, you broke up with me, and he had, you know, fancy like Applebee's.
On a date night. Yeah.
So we know Walker really well. And we had mentioned on yesterday's show that I felt Walker's more famous than Lunchbox.
He is.
Yes. I did. And Lunchbox was like, no chance. And so Walker reached out and was like, I'll do the bit. I'll go in places and see who gets recognized more, Walker or Lunchbox.
I mean, that's fine with me. He's going to, I mean, I hope he has a good ego.
He's going to get what?
I hope he has a good sense
he
of humor.
He does. He actually is super humble.
So yum or yuck for Walker Hayes?
I don't know.
No?
He
I
can't.
Don't know.
He okay. can't do
Jennifer
it.
Love Hewitt? Yum.
Okay. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Quick description of this room. I sit at a big old desk, and across the room from me is a big glass window. Ray sits behind that glass window because he's always editing audio. Now, he has a microphone in there, right, Ray?
Yes.
We can hear him, but he's not in the room with us. And I can see him, right? Look, I'm waving at you, see?
Yep.
Wave back, please. Thank you. So Ray sits in the glass room all morning long. We communicate, and every once in a while he goes, hey, I need to talk about something. So you order food from Uber Eats a lot?
Yeah, my wife has a membership, so I believe it's $10 a month. So you don't have to pay for the delivery fees. It makes it pretty inexpensive.
Well, I guess if you order a lot,
yeah,
you save money.
Mm-hmm.
So Your wife orders the food. What happens?
Yeah, so we're on her phone. We got Japanese, and we're waiting at our apartment complex. And our apartment is newer, so on some people's phones and maps, Google Maps, it's not really updated. So we're always texting, okay, come up the hill. Yes, go around there. Yes, go over the river. Uh-huh, around the back of the complex. So it's very descriptive. We're texting back and forth. And usually it takes about 25, 30 minutes. Well, it had been about 40 minutes. And so he goes, okay, I know where you guys are. I'm coming. Cool, cool, cool. And then he texts, hey, if you guys leave the door open, I'll bring the food in and put it on the table for you.
No.
Okay.
And well, I go.
Yeah, already a little too much, yeah.
To my wife, no, we're good. That's fine. And then he responds back, I think as a cover up. Some people just don't want their food to get cold. I just didn't want it to be any more delayed. And so then that was it.
What the?
It was your wife's account, though, is what sticks out to me.
Exactly.
Her picture's up there.
And she's got, I think it even might be like one of those like glamour shots.
Oh, okay.
So you think, because he in his mind is talking to the woman.
Right. Nope. I don't believe he ever knew he was talking to Sizzon.
Yeah, which is you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He thinks he's talking to the attractive blonde woman that is whose picture's on the app.
Getting some Japanese to order in for the night.
Well, did you order enough for two people?
It was a lot of food. So he maybe thought, maybe she got some girlfriends over.
Oh, now you're, but now you're just like
roommates?
Assuming.
Not a, Ray's like fantasizing right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bunch of hot girls, Uber driver. And what did you say to him?
We told him no, and then he just set it at the door, and we went and got it.
Was he being helpful, or was he being creepy around the room?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go creepy because I've never heard of it.
Never heard of such a thing. That's 100% a creepster move. But I will find out, I hope, what he did when he got to the door.
Well,
he left it outside.
Right, but what did he look like? Was he all dressed up, ready to party?
He stopped and got dressed up because he saw her picture on there.
Like, what was the intention?
He shows up with some Coronas.
Like, what did Nightline, Dayline, what was that called?
To catch a predator.
Lunchbox.
I think he's being helpful. Like, he knows that it's a hassle to come out of the room and get, you know, answer the door so he can just walk in, set it on the table. Maybe you're taking a shower or something. And he just wants to make sure that your food doesn't get stolen.
That's why it's creepy. Worse.
I just think he's being helpful.
If it had been your picture, do you think he'd have been so helpful?
No. And I believe this was a game that he plays. If it's a hot chick, he'll make that offer. Hey, can I come into your place and bring you your food? And then maybe it leads to conversation. It's genius, but it just happened to be my wife.
Is it genius, though?
I don't know.
No, it's creepy.
It's jail.
I think it's cool.
Did you screenshot his face?
No, because I mean, what are we gonna do? Hey, we got a creepy message. Can you prosecute this guy? It was just one of those gray line areas that was just real awkward and creepy.
I mean, I wonder though if it's ever worked for him because you know, just like you throw it out there enough, maybe someone says yes.
Yeah, sort of like the pool boy. It happens.
What?
It does.
What? What does that mean? What?
Like the pool boy's cleaning the pool and then the woman comes home. And she's like, whoa. That's what I always thought about when I delivered food for Jason's Deli. I was always hoping, man, one of these times.
And did it happen?
Nah.
Like, what's that?
Did it ever get close to where you brought food to somebody's door and the woman answered?
In a robe. Yeah.
And you thought this could be it.
This could be it. And then door closed.
And why didn't it happen, though?
Probably because she was older and she was probably worse. I don't know. It just didn't happen. I wish I could understand.
Would you have done it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just to have that story that you always see in the movies.
Okay, no. I think that it happened.
What movies, though, exactly, are you talking about? It's not like you're going.
It's like
you're going to the Metroplex and seeing that in a theater.
No, Lover Boy.
Is that Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah, if you order the pizza with extra anchovies, that really means I don't really want the pizza. I just want the delivery driver.
Yeah, it does happen in that movie.
It does happen.
I've never seen that one movie.
Right.
But I've heard of a lot of other movies.
Yeah. Scenarios.
Especially the pool boy.
Plumbers.
Yeah, plumber.
I'm here to fish. Why would...
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
It was a regular night over at the Wahoo Seafood Grill. Nothing crazy in Gainesville, Florida. And then a customer comes in and has dinner. And then after he finishes dinner, he says, I'd like to speak with the entire staff. Okay. So they call the 10 staff members out and the customer gets up and says, I want to thank you all so much for showing up to work today, working hard, giving it your all. You are a perfect example of what employees need to be. So I'm going to tip each one of you $1,000. And he hands it out, $1,000 for you, $1,000 for you. It was 10 people. He passed out $10,000 for everyone.
You had to think those workers are like, What kind of guy is calling us to his table? All yeah. 10 of us?
What is happening?
You know
right
they
now?
Flipped real quick.
Uh-huh.
They were like, we have to go to Benji's table.
Yeah, I picture the chef out there all dirty, like, what does this dude
okay,
want?
Okay, man, what's the deal?
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Huh?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
About Raymundo's story where the Uber Eats driver said, hey, I'll come in your house and put your food on your table. Got a couple calls on that. Robin in Virginia is on the phone first. Robin, what do you want to say?
Yes, hey, I'm just thinking two things. One, I feel like you should report it to Uber Eats because there might be plenty of women who aren't as savvy and he might really be saving somebody down the road. And my other thought, we have a German Shepherd who isn't always friendly with people. And I'm just thinking, I probably would have responded, please don't come in. My dog might tear you up.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you just turned the radio on, it was Raymundo's wife's account. So her picture was up. The guy thought he was talking to her. And he was like, hey, I'll just bring the food on in. I'll bring it in and put it on the table.
Set it up.
And then Ray's like, was this guy trying to get with my girl? Or was he trying to get a tip? Or was he trying to be, you know, he didn't know.
I mean, it is a clever way to get the whoever it is to leave the door unlocked so that you can walk right in and then do whatever.
What if anybody says yes to that? What you should do, Ray, is order from him again if you can. Be like, you might set it up in our kitchen from your account if you get him.
And well, when he walks in.
If I'm really hungover, I mean, I may do Uber bedroom. Who knows if I don't do that?
Hey, thank you, Robin. I appreciate that call.
Yep, have a great day.
Bye-bye. Guys. Hey, Dawn in Chattanooga. You are on the show. Dawn, what's going on?
Hey, good morning,
morning,
Bobby, and good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so number one, that's against Uber policy, because when you sign up for any of these delivery services, you're given like 10,000 pages of policies that you have to abide by. I drive Uber Eats and DoorDash, et cetera, for a full-time job. So that was very alarming. Number two, creepy as heck, and no way I would trust that. Like, why would you even offer to do that? Number three, you're already texting with him, guiding him to your house. So why would you need to leave the door open for you to get your food before it gets cold when you know when he's there? The app provides you a map. They can see your every move as a driver. And they can see when you're there. Like, that's a lot of red flags.
What did you think the guy's intentions were? Exactly. I felt the same way. You need to say nothing else, Don. Is right. Hey, can I ask you a question, Don?
Sure.
About the app. So, I am a good tipper on Uber Eats. I usually tip 30% on the food that I order. I click the very final button that allows 30%. Do you know that?
You are amazing.
Well, do you know? My question is, do you know that already? Whenever I click it and you pick up the food, or do you not know it till after you drop it off?
Okay, so for Uber Eats, they are known to hide part of the tip when it's a big tip. A lot of times we might see 9 or 10 or 11, and then it says, oh, your driver decided to tip you more after you dropped off the order. We all know that really they're just hiding part of it to get us not to cherry pick.
Oh, because I want to be cherry picked. That's why I do it.
Worst about that, though.
Mm. Oh, because I tip big because, one, again, I worked in service for a long time, but I also like to, you know, I don't want my food to get cold. I want you to come drop it on the table, you know, that stuff. So, but you don't see it, is my question.
We see a good most of it, is what I'm trying to say. Like, they'll hide part of it, like a $5 or something like that, if it's, like, really big.
But will they, after you get the tip, you know who it's from, then the next time and you get that same person, are you like, oh, they're a good tipper, I may try to get to them a little faster?
Yes.
Boom! Nice. As Ray would say, yeah! All right, hey, Don, thank you for your call.
Addresses, yes.
Keep working hard. You're the reason that we're getting to eat every day, and we appreciate that. Have a great day.
Oh, right on. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. I want to start saying right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, you know what I am going to start saying more is rad. I like that.
I'll bring that back a little bit?
Because it's old school. It's old school, and I can pull it off. Because it's not new. It's not
fire today. Or lit.
No, now that you know, you'll be like, ooh. But if I'd have been like, I watched a show last night, now I don't want to do it now because you guys are going to make fun of it.
It's going to be jarring the first couple times.
It's not, though, because I'm going to use it so naturally.
Mm.
Okay, but we're definitely going to call you out on it.
I know you will because I told you, but had I not, you wouldn't have. But I'm just trying to be transparent here.
Okay.
Time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Lunchbox, when you got vaccinated, you got a Krispy Kreme a day.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme a day. All you got to do is take your vaccination card.
Are you still going?
No, I went for about 2.5 months, and then I was tired of Krispy Kreme donuts. Time.
You told us you were going to do it every day.
I know, but I got tired of Krispy Kreme donuts, and the inconvenience of going out of my way to go to Krispy Kreme, it started wearing on me.
Krispy Kreme is sweetening its free donut promotion for vaccinated
people.
Two free donuts.
Whoa. Oh, you got to go back.
Are you going to go back?
I'm back.
But you already were tired. Why would you want more if you're tired already?
Well, I mean, it has been a little bit since I've been. It's been at least a month. So.
And you've got two kids, so two donuts. Boom.
That's exactly right.
TikTok has banned the Milk Crate Challenge.
Oh, no.
I watched like 10 of them yesterday.
I did too.
And 9 of the 10 of them, they fell hard. And somehow they fall harder than they should.
Right.
It's like you feel like you could just fall off the side, but somehow they get like upside down and land on their neck and shoulder.
It's like the crate takes their feet away.
It's amazing. But they know what they're getting into because you don't do the Milk Crate Challenge without having seen at least 10 other people do the Milk Crate Challenge. What they do, if you're not familiar, they take these milk crates, like at the grocery store, Walmart, and they build a pyramid and you have to walk up and then walk down, but it's not stable. I've only seen one person do it, by the way.
So does that mean that we're not doing it at all?
I mean, you got a mouse in your pocket? I ain't doing it
anyway.
Well,
I don't know. Amy. I can't remember what we decided, so I don't know.
On the show, I've offered Eddie
$100
to do it.
But now we can't post it on TikTok.
But you can post it on Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, they haven't banned it?
The world is our oyster.
And Eddie said he could do it right here and duck while he's doing it.
Okay.
Are you out now?
I just looked at the ceiling for a second. I don't know.
You stack milk crates at various heights and walk across them. The middle one is 7 crates high, so it's a long way to fall. People almost do fall every time. It's hilarious. I don't like to watch people fall or get hurt. And I turn my head every time they fall. But sometimes I turn it after they hit. Like they hit the ground and I'm like, oh, I can't look at that. And then finally, 55% of people would like to relive their childhood. 55, over half. Let's see. I know Lunchbox would. 100%.
Absolutely. My childhood was amazing. We had so much fun. I'd go back today.
I have no interest in it whatsoever. I had a difficult childhood. Eddie?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I like the way it was all done.
He didn't say redo. It said relive.
Relive. Like you get to do it again. Like, you know how all that fun you had?
No.
Do it all over again.
No,
absolutely.
We didn't live in a neighborhood. We kind of lived outside a neighborhood. So I was very lonely growing up.
But you don't hate. Do you hate your childhood?
No. It's just don't really want to relive it.
Amy?
No.
Y'all guys are weird.
I mean, we're good.
I mean, I love my family, but no. Mm-mm.
I'll relive college, not childhood.
Not worrying about money, summer breaks from school, Christmas, always having energy, not paying bills, not having to work, not having aches and pains, being excited about birthdays.
I mean, that part's cool.
But did
that's
you
exactly
have that,
everything.
Lunchbox still has all of that, I think.
I have all that still. I don't worry about anything.
Christmas.
Love Christmas. Love my birthday. Everything about it.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I'm sitting on so much Raymundo goodness. The guy just will text me things, and Raymundo is our audio producer. Let me read you a couple lines that I have here. You can pick which Ray bit you want to do, okay? We can do the one where he needs advice.
Oh, yeah, we've been waiting on that.
I know, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's actually not ridiculous. I think it's advice that a lot of people would like to hear.
Okay.
That one's not ridiculous. The other one is he saw an A-list celeb out on a really odd date.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Hmm.
So I'm going to let you think about it during the break. So we can do really good advice. I think it's a question people want to know. Or the A-list celeb he saw out on a really odd date. Or he was offered $200 to promote a product on his Instagram, but there's a big problem.
Oh. Okay, so if we choose one, when do we get the others?
I don't know.
Can we do them all?
I don't know. We could run out of time.
I mean.
But he sent in 3 that are just hilarious. So you guys think we'll come back.
Okay.
I want to hear which one you'd like to do. And we'll do. Ray, do you feel good about all those?
Yeah, I'm down.
The most normal one is the advice.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay. No, you know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go through our 3 options. Option number 1. Raymundo said he was offered $200 to promote something on Instagram, but there's a big problem. Which, by the way, $200 not a lot, Ray, for you and your Instagram following. How many followers do you have?
Over 100,000. I just didn't really know the going rate.
Yeah, that's not the going rate. They're trying to get you
Well, I've never gotten a payment, so that would be $200 more than I've ever gotten.
True.
And that's good logic, except you'd be taken advantage of. So, hey, we'll talk after the show.
Yeah, you need to help me, dude.
That's the first one. Number two, Raymundo needs advice, real-life human advice that we think a lot of listeners would benefit from. Or number three, he saw an A-list celeb on a really odd date. You get to pick. Raymundo's our audio guy. He's 36 years, 5 years old. How old are you?
35.
35 years old. He looks like Mark Ruffalo. He's kind of, you know, the macho man of the show. Works out, big muscles.
He's little.
But small in height. I wasn't going to say that.
You know, so people know.
Yeah. Amy.
Oh, I'm going with A-list celeb on an odd date.
Okay. Eddie?
Bones, I would like to pick A-list celebrity on an odd date.
Lunchbox?
Well, I guess I'm going to go with A-list celebrity on an odd date.
Okay, Raymundo, you have been selected to tell us about the A-list celebrity on a really odd date. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was out on a date with Baser at a pretty nice restaurant. I would say 4-star, not 5-star, but definitely nice. This A-list celeb, ex-athlete, professional athlete, was on a date. He was dressed up as well, so that's how I knew it was a date.
Ex-athlete, meaning?
Yeah, definitely on one of the major three sports.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you would know him. Anybody would see him and say, that's the blank blank.
It lives in?
Nashville.
Okay. Did he play in Nashville?
College. Yes.
Oh, you know it? You know it?
You know who it is already, Eddie, when he said ex-athlete.
College. No, I don't know who it is.
Guys, college in Nashville.
Ex-athlete.
No, he did pro.
No. Oh, I know.
College, right?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly.
College ball here.
Yeah, anyway, we don't know who it is. Go ahead, right? Keep going.
And so they're on a date, and everything was fine and dandy with that, but it wasn't just one guy, one guy, one guy, one girl, one girl, one girl. It was...
What is happening?
What?
Go ahead.
It wasn't just like two people. The guy was on a date with two chicks. So it was almost like he dates two girls at the same time and see which one he vibes better with. Or the girl goes, hey, do you care if I bring my friend on the date? But...
Which one do you think it was?
I really think he brought... Because at time, I mean, I was honestly Hawkeyeing him, so it looked awkward at times. I would almost say he got two chicks from Match or something and took them both at the same place at the same time on a date.
Okay.
Do you feel like they were competing for his attention?
Sure. I mean, yeah, they're both asking questions. I honestly feel like both added up together, they may be equal to 10.
Wow, what? Two fives? That's
why are we rating
bad.
Them? Why are we giving them numbers?
He's going that's that not, low now?
Yeah, that's not necessary.
But kind of.
But no.
I mean, just for a visual.
But it's not.
So they weren't attractive.
What?
I don't agree with this.
Actually,
that's pretty funny, right?
The star I have in my mind is not A-list.
Ray, it was like 1 of 7, 1 of 3, or were they both on the lower end?
No, I hit you guys up. You guys can tell for yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures were taken.
Oh, you took pictures?
Yeah.
Oh.
Send me a picture right now.
Gosh, you prankster.
Let's go. Then you got to get a picture. If you see a celebrity out, you're going to take a picture. And you could sell this to TMZ and make money.
No.
You act like TMZ's throwing out millions of dollars for random pictures of people at a restaurant.
Maybe back in the day.
Is there any chance they were like his cousins?
No, definitely
sisters?
Not. Yeah. No, I mean, they were younger than him. It was a straight-up date. They were dressed to the nines. The girls were dressed up.
So he was dating two girls at the same time.
Yes.
That equal to 10.
I think Ray's just being funny with that.
I didn't think they were that attractive, and my wife agreed with me.
Okay. Oh, there you go. There's two
well, looks,
I'm still waiting on that picture, dude. Like, let's go.
Looks are relative. Who
I got you.
Guys, who is it?
You don't know
you don't
who
know
it
is?
I told you I have someone in my head, but there's
Whisper
no way I'm right because he's not A-list.
Well,
I mean, A-list is...
He's not A-list.
I wouldn't say A-list either.
Okay. Not in the celebrity world.
But in the athlete world?
Sure. No, not even in the athlete world. He's not Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady.
Right, but he was on a...
He did other things.
I know,
A-list is not true.
Okay.
You got it, Amy.
Then okay, I know who it is.
Okay. Thank you, Ray, for sharing that story.
That's awesome. So did like halfway through the date, did he eliminate one of them?
You get a rose?
We left before them, but it didn't look like a great date, but original though.
Wait, have you met him in person?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you say hi to him?
I randomly went up to him back in the day and it wasn't a good encounter and I even put that on my Instagram.
So, I also have met him and it wasn't a great encounter.
Out in the wild?
Huh?
Because if we've met him here, but you
no,
saying
he hasn't
you...
been in studio.
I don't think he's ever been here.
Oh, well, then I have the wrong person.
What?
I do not know who this is.
If you're thinking Tim Tebow, you're crazy.
I am not thinking Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow's the greatest, and no one better
no,
at Tim
and
Tebow
he's
ever.
Married.
Or I will kill you.
Amy. Yeah. No.
The guy you're thinking is not married.
He's not married.
He's not married anymore.
But I mean, he was.
Okay.
Okay.
We're just gonna play a song. We'll tell you during break.
Okay. I'm gonna write down who I have, okay?
Okay, yeah, do that. Hey, write it down. Don't hit break yet, Ray. Just write it down. Let me see who it is.
Okay.
Eddie, don't put it on camera.
You're right. I already
no
got
camera,
it.
No camera, Eddie.
On,
Eddie.
I can't believe it.
Which, by the way, you guys can watch our show on Facebook. It's live right now.
Thank you.
No.
Oh!
What did she say?
No.
Okay, golly. How am I supposed to know?
No, she was so off.
I know who plays football where. Okay. All I know is I think someone that lives here that played football.
You're off camera.
Take me off camera.
Oh!
Goodness. Oh. A-lister, Amy?
No, definitely not A-list. And definitely, definitely, I've also hung out with him at other scenarios, and definitely not the warmest encounter.
Really?
Wow. But I don't think, also, to be fair, he doesn't claim to be the warmest encounter.
Right.
He never tries to be warm.
He's not putting on any sort of front that he's warm, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Ray, thank you for your time.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thank you for your service on this show today, buddy.
Yep.
What do you want to do? You tell me. Do you want to play the song or what's the deal?
Go to stop set.
Scuba Steve says stop set.
Do we want to come back with another Ray story?
Yes.
Yeah, because I would like to know who
you
offered.
Don't tell me. You can pick again of the other two. I'll throw another one in there.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Not of Ray, but I'll give you options for the next pick in the next segment. We can do either Ray's advice segment. Ray was offered money on Instagram, but there's a big problem. Or we can do... Ooh, we have so many good segments to do here.
It's tough.
Hey, I have so many.
Drummer's getting tired.
No, he's not. Trust me. It's Eddie, it's audio. It's a recorded bit.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We have our own drummer we've hired. Or we can do why Eddie had to call the cops yesterday. Mm. Or I guess you didn't.
I didn't.
Bad segment.
I didn't.
Oh,
I can say I did.
Why Eddie dropped the ball and calling the cops? He didn't help us. I want to hear why.
Lunchbox would have.
That's not a bad angle.
That's it. He did drop the ball and didn't call the cops.
Ooh, you believe that?
I might have called the cops, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those are three segments you can choose from. We'll come back next. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, glad everybody's here. We have a lot to talk about. I gave you three options. Do you want Raymundo offering money on Instagram, but there's a problem? Do you want Raymundo wanting advice, like real life advice for something that he's about to go through?
That'll be good for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Or do you want Eddie, probably should have called the cops, but didn't call the cops yesterday?
Okay. Me? I would like Ray $200 on Instagram, please.
I'd like to know how Eddie dropped the ball on helping something out in the world, not calling the cops.
Do I vote even if I'm in it too?
Well,
I mean,
Scuba, what do you want?
There you go.
I want to hear how Eddie dropped the ball.
Okay, probably the most boring of the three, but hey.
But
it's
hey,
not boring.
It's all right.
What did you see yesterday?
A car accident. I was at a red light, and we're getting ready to take off. And lucky for me, I was just kind of delayed on the takeoff. But there was a car to the right of me that went when it turned green, and somebody ran the red light. Boom, got T-boned.
It is tough to watch metal on metal crime.
Oh. I hate the sound.
It sucks.
I hate all of it. So I stop, I look, I'm like, oh gosh, like I reach for my phone, should I call the cops? But then I see both of the people get out of their cars and I'm like, they're fine. So I just keep on going. And I mean, but I thought about it. I thought about it for about 5 seconds. Do I call the cops? I had my finger on the phone. I'm like, do I call the cops? And then I decided not to.
What would you have done, Amy?
I guess I would find a way to just see for sure if they're okay. And then maybe call the cops. If they seem fine, I agree with Eddie, like going away is fine. But being that I was in an accident recently, I would have appreciated it if a stranger called the cops for me because I didn't have the guts to do it myself.
Oh, that's another thing. Amy wasn't hurt, but she was like, I don't want to call the cops in front of somebody.
Because the guy that hit me was like, no, please don't call the cops. And so then I instantly had so much like fear around like hurting him, even though he's the one that hit me. I didn't want to mess up his insurance or whatever he had going on. So it would have been helpful if a stranger called for me.
Lunchbox, you would have called 911.
I would have called 911. And what we have here is a coward. A person that has a chance to step up and help other people in society, be a hero, and what does he do? He just keeps on driving. Mr. Oh, I want to help people. I drive by people on the side of the road, but I pull over. But he sees a wreck right in front of his eyes, and he just keeps on driving. Eddie, you have a responsibility when you see that to protect the citizens of America.
You did take an oath to protect and serve.
And you didn't do that. You just drove off like it was no big deal. You have no, it's embarrassing.
And there's another question, too. What do you call? You really call 911?
Yes,
if everybody looks safe?
This is what I think I would have done.
Should have parked his car.
And it's easy for us to go woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Right.
I think I would have pulled over to the side and got out and said, hey, are you guys okay? And then kind of looked at the situation. And if anybody give me a lip, put a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
No, but okay. I would have got out, assessed what I thought, and then probably called 311 or whatever that secondary number is to go, hey, there's an accident here. I saw it. Also, because they may argue about whose fault it was.
Exactly.
And they might need a witness.
They might need a witness. Gosh, can I get a witness? Yeah.
I didn't think about that, the witness part.
I think you should drive back out to that spot today and hold up a sign and say, if anybody needs me as a witness, it saw this wreck.
If any of you guys were involved in the wreck, I saw it.
Yes. So there, once I was in a parking lot of a restaurant. I used to go to this place every day called
Galaxy Cafe.
Thank you. Galaxy Cafe.
Yes, you did every day.
I'm a guy, I love the same thing every day. And every day I go to Galaxy Cafe. And I was working with this car dealership, and they were like, hey, we want to give you a car. And I was like, okay. They're like, we really want you to drive it. People see you driving it. And I'm like, guys, I'm not that cool. But they were like, we're going to give you a BMW convertible. I was like, okay, I'm pretty cool then. Let's go. I get this BMW convertible. It's so flashy. And I'm like 27. I'm like, yeah, all the girls are going to see me in this car. And they aren't going to be able to keep their pants on.
Oh, man.
They're just going to start throwing them at me.
Mm. Oh, my.
And I'm driving this car, and I drive into Galaxy Cafe. And I turn, and there's a line of cars ready to park in the parking lot. And this big truck ahead of me. It, you know, mud flaps. You know, the guy's probably got a dingling size of a grub worm, right? That kind of big.
Really?
Yeah, big, huge truck. Too big. Hits the reverse lights. And I'm like, no problem. He's just probably backing up a few feet so he can get this parking spot. A few feet, he continues to back up faster. And I'm like, he's about to hit me. So I hit the horn. Honk!
Boom! He nails me. It's not my car. Oh. It's also a very expensive car. Also, I was just sitting in the parking lot. I get out. He gets out. First of all, I'm like, oh, he's a big guy. He's large.
No grub worm.
No, maybe. I didn't see him there. He's just a big guy. And he goes, look what you did to me.
Okay.
Oh, see.
And I go, look what I did. And he goes, you rear-ended me. Had there not been someone sitting at the Mexican restaurant that saw it and goes, nope, that's not what happened. And they left their table and came over to us.
Wow.
And said, that is not what happened. You backed into him. Grubworm got in his truck, pulled up, we called the cops, and I did not get in trouble. Otherwise, it's just somebody's word versus somebody's word in a private parking lot even.
So that other person at the Mexican restaurant was the hero, where Eddie was the coward. Would you say Eddie was a coward?
You keep saying coward.
like you were scared of the moment. No,
that's that's too much.
I mean, at least, dude, at least call me and say, hey, look, I need you to call 911. Huh.
You probably didn't make the best decision, but I think it's a learning moment.
Next time, call 311.
Next time, stop. Say, hey, who needs help? Are you got everybody cool? It's that situation. Call or not call, we leave.
Hey, if I'm not going to stop, do I tell the dispatcher what I saw? The white car hit the black car? Or what do I, like, do I give them? Because I do like your story of the Mexican guy at the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah,
like,
grubworm in the white
car. Grubworm and all that. I want to tell them what I saw. But I obviously, I don't want to stay there for 30 minutes and, like, deal with
sometimes
all that.
Oh, it's an inconvenience for you?
Sometimes you have to be inconvenienced.
I wasn't in the accident, guys. I was...
Unless your six-year-old standing outside of school by himself going, where's daddy not picking me up? You can wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Coward.
You saying he's the coward of the county?
Yeah, coward of the county.
Wow.
Wow, that's big. Brutal. Okay.
You guys chose that bit. Nice job.
Yeah.
I still would like to know Ray as $200 offer.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Right, Ray?
Tomorrow?
Yeah! We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay. Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day. This story comes to us from Greenville, North Carolina. A man recently said, oh, you know what? I got a Corvette, but I'm going to sell it. Stingray Corvette 2020 finds a buyer. He says, I'll hand over the keys tomorrow. I want to take it for one last spin.
Uh-oh.
He takes it for one last spin. He sees the open road, and he says, I'm going to gun it.
Got to love an open road, don't you?
And he guns it.
Yeah.
Loses control. Off the road. Flips it into a ditch. Totals the car.
No, but he's okay?
He walked away without a scratch.
Oh, that's
was the road really open?
It was an open road.
Oh, man, that gets me too. But I love an open road.
He gunned it one last time, and the sail is off.
Dang.
I feel bad for this bonehead.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I really do.
Because the road was open.
I mean, why not?
If it had been a closed road, I'd have been like, you did bonehead.
So what causes you to spin out if you've just got an open road and you're gunning it?
You could lose control of the car. Yeah. You could hit a big rock.
Okay.
You may have gone a little too fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just can
Have you ever gunned it?
Gunned it, yes, but not like that.
Oh, okay.
On the open road or closed road?
I always open road. I'll be honest with you. I'm scared of the closed road. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Prisoners at a jail in Washington can get free ramen if they get vaccinated against COVID. Earlier this month, the Benton County Jail in Kennewick announced it would give inmates 10 free packs of ramen as a vaccine incentive. What they should do is unionize in jail and go, we ain't doing it for less than 20.
Yeah.
Nobody do it.
Oh, I'll negotiate.
You have to unionize first as prisoners. And you go, we ain't doing anything. If anybody breaks the union, you're a scab.
See, this would be you in prison, dude, right there.
I'd be like, why are we doing it for 10?
Yeah.
10's obviously what they have easy.
And they're like, yeah.
They'll do 20. They can do it.
They can do 20. If they're doing 10, that's their first offer. They can do that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets it. We come together, 20. And if anybody breaks it, you get shanked. If anybody breaks it.
Would you negotiate on the ramen? Would you go for something a little better?
I don't think so. I feel ramen's pretty good.
Ramen's good.
I think that
more ramen. You think what?
Well, I think the prison knows how valuable ramen is to the inmates, or they would have incentivized with something else. But ramen's clear. Like, I incentivized my daughter Stashir with ramen. Mm. It's valuable.
In college, you could have incentivized me to do anything with ramen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, the jail's given out 900 packs of ramen to 90 inmates. Quote, we're doing everything we can to incentivize vaccination, and we're getting an outstanding response.
Maybe they should try that outside of jail to a lot of America.
They
offer
do,
ramen.
Krispy Kreme.
Well, the Krispy Kreme, some places offer lotteries.
Yeah, or money.
Yeah, there are incentives. Or $100 straight up. Sometimes they're doing those too.
I know, I'm just saying, try out the ramen.
I'll go get another one for $100. I want to get the other one just in case because I have Pfizer. But that one's been cleared. Mm-hmm. Poor Amy with the Moderna.
It'll happen.
I think about
soon.
You every night. I'm like,
It's fine.
We don't know. I was reading some conspiracy theories on Facebook.
Oh, so Moderna's bad one? Okay.
All right, you guys have a great day. See you tomorrow, friends.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.